Living in a state of constant worry can weaken our immune system, making us susceptible to a variety of physical illnesses. Recent studies show that the dangers of stress can cause reactions that have a serious impact on our overall health, including effects to our mood, our feeling of health and well-being, and our attitude and personality. Long-term constant worry can impact our body's functions by the breakdown of cells and body tissue. Each of us as individuals have our own tolerance level for coping with tension. Some people may thrive on energy that's generated from high-pressure environments. Most people, however, have a tipping point where the stress of a situation begins to take a toll on our overall health and our sense of well-being. The dangers of stress and its impact on our health can vary widely from one person to the next. Understanding how stress impacts us and our individual stress tolerance for coping with anxiety in our lives is an important necessity for our happiness. Often the situations that cause us to feel that we're in danger or cause us to become nervous can trigger stress. Pressure-filled situations aren't always negative events. Even happy, joyous occasions, such as a wedding, can impact our health because while the event may be a joyous one, concerns about coping with the many details can become highly stressful. Stress is a natural response to coping with a situation that requires quick action and thinking. Stress can be good. It can help us manage difficult situations. But when we're in a state of anguish for a prolonged period of time, or if the emotionally painful situation is severe enough, it can overwhelm us and can lead us to physical illness. We typically react to worrisome circumstances by developing a physical or emotional tension. The most common of these reactions are grief and shock, anxiety and irritability, fear of the future, confusion, feeling emotionless, loss of attentiveness, loss of interest in food, bad dreams, rage, self-medication, depression, feelings of powerlessness, crying, insomnia, body aches and pains, and our inability to focus our thoughts. Here is a list of recommendations provided by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention to help individuals cope with nervous tension. So, number one, make sure that you spend time with loved ones after a traumatic event. Two, find support and connect socially. Seek help from a partner, family member, friend, counselor, doctor, clergy person. Having someone with a sympathetic ear, listening, sharing your problems and worries with, someone who really cares, really can lighten the burden. Three, consider fun activities. After a tension-filled event, it's easy to isolate yourself. Make sure that you're spending time with loved ones, even if you're not discussing the circumstances of the stressful event. Four, psychosocial interventions have proven useful for treating stress-related disorders. Five, stay active. You can take your mind off of your problems with activities like helping a neighbor, volunteering in the community, or taking the dog for a long walk. These can be positive ways to cope with stressful feelings. Even a solitary project such as gardening can help to settle our nervous system and relieve the buildup of tension. Six, avoid drugs and alcohol. While they may seem to be a temporary fix, in the long run, drugs and alcohol can create more problems, which then will add to your anxiety instead of taking it away. Seven, take care of yourself. Eat a healthy diet that's well-balanced. Exercise regularly. Get plenty of sleep. Give yourself a break if you're feeling frazzled, and maintain a normal routine. You can get your free stress level assessment right now. Download it here.